time for Jeff Sherman's Try, Take, Buy on the Upswing. Do it.
Try it.
Do it.
Try it.
Welcome back to the Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Indeed, Try, Take, Buy. Let's go. Try. Halloween lights are coming to downtown Milwaukee. New this year from the Downtown Business Improvement District. The district is partnering with Baird and the Wisconsin Center District to present a seasonal display of lights for families. Obviously, the Milwaukee Holiday Lights Festival is an institution downtown. Now they're adding Halloween lights in downtown Milwaukee, now through Halloween. The Halloween Village at the Baird Community Commons at the new Baird Center, 400 West Wisconsin Avenue, has a spooktacular scene for photo ops, an outdoor display for pictures, interactive figures, a walkthrough with this giant 12-foot pumpkin, interactive lighting figures, ghosts, scarecrows, Frankenstein, two different witches, and much, much more. Check out the Halloween Village at the Baird Center. There's daytime hours and, of course, nighttime hours, too. The experience is free and open to the public. My take, it's a literal take. If someone you love needs an ID to vote, you can take them to the DMV. And the DMV has answers to all your questions. Ahead of the Wisconsin general election, which is obviously November 5th, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, the Division of Motor Vehicles, reminding us that citizens can obtain identification free of charge that is valid for voting. Valid identification for voting purposes includes a driver's license, identification card, military or student ID cards. There is no separate voter ID card. So if you want to, anyone with questions about obtaining a valid ID that can be used to vote should call the DMV's toll-free hotline at 844-588-1069. A civic service right there to make sure that you have the proper ID for Election Day. My buy, well, it's almost lunchtime. I don't know. I'm not recommending that you go to Taco Bell for lunch, but I do kind of like Taco Bell. And I like the innovation specifically that's coming out of Taco Bell. I do buy into its new budgeting tool on its app. You download the Taco Bell mobile app. It has this new name your price tool that helps customers stick to a budget. It's pretty creative. Instead of just entering what you want and seeing the total, this tool allows users to set a subtotal between $5 and $25 and then randomly selects menu items within that price range. It's reverse engineering our lunchtime or our dinner time or our late night dining, whatever it is. Users can pin the items into their cart and then re-randomize to find other combinations if you want. The tool doesn't include drinks or freezes or any of the combos or the specials, but it's a pretty interesting way to look at fast food. You put in the dollar amount you want to spend. It gives you the items on the menu that it recommends. I talked about this idea with my kids, and they're like, wow, that's pretty interesting. And they're all about the apps and finding creative ways to spend their parents' money. So they're like, all right, wow, I can just put in $5 and it will tell me exactly what I want, and it won't go over or under. Yes, budgeting tools from the big fast food giants. You know, sometimes we can roll our eyes at them, but making budgeting easier is a good thing for all of us.